air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Katie Gillen with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, there's been a 20% drop in the number of people accessing homelessness services in Donegal. Gerry Adams is to be awarded €100,000 in damages after winning his defamation case against the BBC. A Letterkenny businessman says other areas of the town should have been prioritised in attempts to alleviate traffic following the passing of two active travel plans earlier this week. And Letterkenny University Hospital was included in the top five most overcrowded hospitals in Ireland this month. These stories in full plus more to follow. Mark Gallagher will have all the latest sports news at around quarter past, and that will be followed by a note with Colm Furter. But first, there's been a 20% drop in the number of people accessing homelessness services in Donegal. According to figures published today by the Department of Housing, 54 people accessed emergency accommodation in April. That figure was 67 in March. In the northwest, there were 156 people homeless in the region, compared to 169 the previous month. The number of families homeless in the northwest at the end of April is 20, a rise of 1, with 47 child dependents, an increase of 5. Nationally, the number of people accessing emergency accommodation is now 15,580, another record high. The figures do not include those sleeping rough or couch surfing, nor does it include unaccommodated asylum seekers. The Minister for Housing, James Brown, says the only way to bring the figures down is by increasing housing supply.
If you look at homelessness in cities right around the world, even really progressive cities that have high homelessness, it's because they have high rents. Why do they have high rents? Because of a lack of supply. The only way out of this is supply.
Meanwhile, Sinn Féin Housing spokesperson Owen O'Brien says the government needs an emergency response.
We cannot allow this government to normalise month-on-month increases in homelessness. We need the cuts to vital homeless support such as tenant in situ and housing first to be reversed. We need the funding from the HSE for the Dublin Simon Communities Ushers Island facility to be provided as a matter of urgency.
Gerry Adams is to be awarded €100,000 in damages after winning his defamation case against the BBC. The 76-year-old sued the broadcaster over a 2016 TV programme and online article which claimed he sanctioned the killing of Dennis Donaldson in Glenties. The former Sinn Féin leader denies the allegation, and a jury has found the publication wasn't in good faith and it wasn't fair or reasonable to publish. Director of BBC Northern Ireland Adam Smith says they're disappointed with the verdict.
We believe we supplied extensive evidence to the court of the careful editorial processes and journalistic diligence applied to this programme and to the accompanying online article. Moreover, it was accepted by the court and conceded by Gerry Adams' legal team that the Spotlight broadcast and publication were of the highest public interest.
Meanwhile, Gerry Adams says the issue went on longer than it needed to.
The licensed payers are going to pay for this. You know, the BBC aren't using their own money. Spotlight aren't using their own money. It's the licensed payers. And as Paul Tweed has said, this could have been sorted out a long time ago.
A Letterkenny businessman says other areas of the town should have been prioritised in attempts to alleviate traffic following the passing of two active travel plans earlier this week. The plan will see the installation of additional cycle lanes on the Ballyrain and Circular Road, as well as the signalisation of two roundabouts. Despite calls for a decision to be deferred, they were passed following a vote. Leonard Watson told today's 9 till noon show that he believes the bus network should have taken priority.
I would all be of the opinion that the day we have no traffic in Letterkenny is worse than actually having traffic. But, you know, this plan, the active travel, I get where they come from, but we would feel actually there's certain parts should have came first, like the whole bus network should have came first. At the end of the day, we're trying to get people who are living in the town maybe to use the car less. So the buses would actually help there straight away. So, you know, the active travel plan is as good as it probably will in the future may help. We do think that maybe there's other parts should have came first. Like what we've seen, the plans of the bus network, and you'll you'll be able to get on and off the bus every half hour in different spots. And a guy I work with, his son's at Sligo, and that's the way it works at Sligo. It's absolutely brilliant. The student issues it all the time. And that's the kind of things we need to get traffic movement out. We're always going to have pinch points at certain times of the day because, you know, there's 10,000 people come into Letterkenny every day to work. We have 4,000 or 5,000 students come in at least. You know, we're a hub, and the bridge is an issue. You know, the port bridge, we've got one bridge that kind of services the whole other end of the county. So But there's still factors they could put in, like, you know, the park and ride thing, all that kind of stuff could be put in place very quick, you know, within a short period of time that would actually alleviate a lot of bad. We'll never get sorted traffic problems. Even when we get the bridge, there's not sorted traffic problems. But I still say we need traffic in the town too, like.
Letterkenny University Hospital was included in the top five most overcrowded hospitals in Ireland this month. 468 patients were without a bed at the hospital in May, up 4% when compared to the same period in 2023. According to the INMO's Trolley Watch report, 170 people were on a trolley in the hospital's emergency department, while 298 waited on wards. Today, seven people were waiting on a bed at Letterkenny University Hospital. The Donegal branch of Diabetes Ireland has welcomed the announcement that funding is being made available for the recruitment of a new advanced nurse practitioner for the adult diabetes service in Letterkenny University Hospital. However, they say much more needs to be done. The confirmation comes after news that a consultant endocrinologist is due to start work in the hospital in the coming weeks. Chair and PRO of the Donegal branch of Diabetes Ireland, Paul Gillespie, says diabetes care in Donegal has been trailing other parts of the country for too long.
Yeah, well, they have now announced that the funding is definitely in place for the first AMP in adult type 1 diabetes care in Letterkenny Hospital. It's something that they've been applying for since 2019 each year, and it was put in the 2025 estimates, but only now finally got approved. And I think, as I mentioned before, Letterkenny Hospital should actually have three adult AMPs because of the catchment and the population of almost 800 in Donegal with type 1 diabetes. So this is the first step. So, and as you're aware from our previous conversations, it's a step that's so far behind everywhere else nationally. Ideally, we should be announcing a second or if not a third. So, but we're delighted to finally get our first AMP for adult care in Letterkenny Hospital.
A formal letter of objection from Ireland is to be sent to Israel's Department of Defence through the UN. An Irish peacekeeping mission near the Blue Line in South Lebanon is resuming operations as normal following gunfire in their direction by the IDF yesterday. Taoiseach Simon Harris has been briefed on the situation by the new Chief of Staff at the Irish Defence Forces. However, former member Mark Keeley thinks too much is being made of the situation.
I'm not trying to downplay what happened to the Irish troops over there. It's something to be taken seriously, but it's like going to work and you do some work. That's the story that's in that. And there's a lot been made out of it. But the Irish troops have great leadership, they have great training, and they have the protection they need in terms of the MOAG armoured personnel carriers. And they're well able to cope and deal with the situation as it evolves on the ground.
Two teenagers have been arrested after a car was observed driving on the wrong side of a dual carriageway in Derry yesterday. The blue Renault Clio was witnessed being driven on the wrong side of the Clooney carriageway at around 20 past four. It failed to stop for police and continued on in the waterside area before crossing the Foyle Bridge into the city side. The vehicle was later located on Berrahill Road. A 17-year-old male has since been charged with dangerous driving, aggravated vehicle taking, failing to stop for police, using a motor vehicle without insurance and having no driving licence. Meanwhile, a 16-year-old male has been released. The Garda National Protective Services says new legislation is proving beneficial in the courts. Figures released today reveal 67 prosecutions for non-fatal strangulation, which became an offence in November 2023. Detective Chief Superintendent Colm Noonan says the updated legislation is making it easier to go after perpetrators of domestic violence.
There have been 67 prosecutions for the offence of non-fatal strangulation. 58 of those relate to domestic abuse. And that shows the critical value of that standalone offence. An Garda Síochána have initiated 12 prosecutions for the new offence of stalking, and since the offence was introduced, six of those relate to domestic abuse.
It has been confirmed that recruitment is underway for a consultant for the Memory Assessment Support Service in Donegal. Minister for Older People and Housing Kieran O'Donnell has announced the commencement of the implementation of a National Dementia Registry for Ireland. It will assist in improving dementia care quality, address service gaps and plan services for increasing number of people with dementia. Minister O'Donnell says the register will be key to enhancing the services available for those who need care.
There's been quite a significant investment in, I suppose, dementia services over the last number of years. So we're seeing the advent of memory assessment support services. There'll be one going into Donegal, currently recruiting consultant for that service. You have dementia advisors too in Donegal. So there's funds being put into that particular area. But I think the key a focus around the National Dementia Register is that we have no database at the moment to have, a complete picture of the number of people with dementia, what we can do in terms of improving their outcomes. And really, the register will be pivotal to that.
And I'm sure even for family members, knowing that this body of work is being undertaken, that they know that there will be processes and resources in place for care for their family members.
Absolutely. So, you know, we're continuing to roll out the memory assessment support services. I've said there will be one based in Donegal, and we're recruiting a consultant for that at the moment through the HSE. For families, the National Dementia Register was hugely important to them. And it's something, in my role as Minister for Older Persons in the Department of Housing, Department of Health and in Housing, I wanted to ensure that we could get this register underway.
Richard Satchwell has been found guilty of the murder of his wife Tina following a 5-week trial at the Central Criminal Court. The 58-year-old denied the charge, saying his wife died in a struggle after she attacked him in March 2017 at their home in Youghal, County Cork. However, the jury didn't believe him. Tina Satchwell was found under the stairs of their home 6.5 years after she was reported missing. Tina's cousin Sarah Howard said she's glad they got justice.
Tina was a kind, loving, gentle soul who loved her animals like they loved her, and that's the way we want her remembered. Today, as a family, we finally have justice for Tina. In this time, our family would like to ask for privacy to begin our healing.
The time is 12 minutes past 5. We'll be back after the short break. The time is coming up to 16 minutes past 5. Mark is here with the latest sports news.
Thanks, Kitty. Good evening. We'll begin with motorsport. Chris Meek has postponed his entry and will not take part in this year's Donegal International Rally. The former World Rally Championship competitor had been due to drive alongside co-pilot Brian Hoy, but a bad accident at the Cavan Stages Rally last weekend has ruled Hoy out of action. Hoy was the co-driver on board with Gary Jennings when the pair had a nasty crash last Sunday, where they suffered serious injuries after their Ford Fiesta Rally 2 car left the road. Meek says he's postponing his involvement in the Donegal International Rally as a mark of respect to Hoy and due to the tragic events of the Jim Clark rally recently. Meanwhile, the official launch of the Wilton Recycling Donegal International Rally will take place this evening in Letterkenny, and the much anticipated entry list will also be released. The event will take place in the Letterkenny Public Services Centre on the Neil T. Blinney Road from 7. Rally fans are invited to come along and meet some of the competing crews, hear directly from the organisers and get up close to a selection of rally cars on display. The entry is set to include some major names from the world of rally, along with the best of the Tarmac Championship competitors, including Callum Devine and Noel O'Sullivan, who are chasing 3 Donegal International Rally wins in a row. If you can't make the launch this evening, the event will be streamed out on the Donegal International Rally and Highland Radio Facebook and YouTube channels. In Gaelic games, Sean Patton has been named to start for Donegal in Sunday's All-Ireland Senior Football Championship clash against Cavan in Breffni Park. The St Union's clubman missed last Saturday's defeat to Tyrone through an ankle injury. Patter Mogan also returns to the starting 15 after coming off the bench last week, and he replaces Keelan McGonigal. The other change to the lineup is the return of Patrick McBrearty, who comes in place of Conor O'Donnell. McGonigal, Jason McGee and Niall O'Donnell have not been included in the matchday 26. Former Donegal midfielder John Gilday spoke to Oisin Kelly on last night's Score programme to look ahead to this weekend's must-win game and warned that it is by no means a formality.
Obviously what they'll look to do is rectify their mistakes that they made and maybe be a little bit more clinical in front of the posts. I think we kicked 11 or 12 wides, and to be fair, most of them weren't difficult shots to take on. We just misfired in that regard. So you'd expect Donegal to rectify those. You would expect them to understand that this is ultimate championship right now. If we don't win this game, we're under serious pressure. The other side of the equation is they're going to Cavan, who are buoyant after an extremely impressive win against Mayo. And, you know, had a good performance for, I would say, 50 minutes against Tyrone in the early round of the Ulster Championship. So it's by no means a formality to waltz into Breffni Park and get a win out of it.
There are 2 changes in Cavan's starting lineup from the one that beat Mayo 2 weeks ago. Jason McLaughlin and Ryan O'Neill come in to replace Barry Donnelly and Sean McAvoy in the forward 6. Tyrone have made 1 change to their starting 15 from the one that defeated Donegal last week. Peter Teague comes in to replace Padraig Hamsey in the fullback line for their clash with Mayo in Omagh tomorrow evening. Well, it is a big weekend on the GAA front. On Saturday Sport tomorrow, we'll have live updates from the All-Ireland Minor Tier 2 Championship semi-final between Donegal and Meath, and also the All-Ireland Gaeltacht finals in County Meath, where four Donegal clubs are taking part. Elsewhere, Derry take on London in the Christy Ring Cup final tomorrow evening. On the club scene here in Donegal, there are a few fixtures down for a decision in the All County Football Leagues this evening. In Division 1, Gidor play Neave Connell. In Division 2, it's Neave Columba against Milford and Cloughany Leith versus Convoy. In Division 3, Neave Breach play Narossa and Moville face Neave Columkill. While in Division 4, it'll be St Union's up against Four Masters. Moving on to soccer, Finn Harps are chasing their first win in seven as they travel to face Bray Wanderers in the SSE Air Trustee League First Division this evening. The previous clash between these two sides has turned out to be a freak result as Finn Harps hammered tonight's host 5-0 in Ballybuffet back in March. Since then, Bray have only been beaten twice, while Harps have only managed to pick up two wins. Former Harps man Gavin Cullen says it's hard to see past a Bray win, but that every game in the division is closely fought.
The 5-0 against Bray was obviously a freak result in the game. I think Bray went down to 10 men in the first half and possibly even ended up with 9, but like it was a brilliant performance, probably the best of the season by Harps. But roles have reversed. Now Bray have went in the run and Harps are struggling a bit in recent weeks. So you would probably expect Bray at home to get the win. But again, in that first division, you know, most of the games are tight.
We will have live updates from that game with Dan Gorman from 7:45. Elsewhere, Treaty go to Cove, Leaders Dundalk are away to Wexford, UCD welcome Athlone Town and Longford make the trip to play Kerry. In the Premier Division, Derry City will look to bounce back from last week's defeat to league leader Shamrock Rovers as they head to Dalymount Park to face Bohemians. It's been a mixed bag of results so far this season for the Candy Stripes, with 8 wins and 6 defeats in 17 games. Tiernan Lynch admits the up and down nature of Derry's form is frustrating and finding some consistency is a must.
Definitely a game we're looking forward to. I have been to Dalymount before for at games and the atmosphere is superb. We know how influential the crowd can be and how they can get behind the team. It's probably our job to make sure that we don't give them an opportunity to get behind them and drag them through games. So there's no doubt it's a game we're relishing. And as far as our away form, I think the big thing that we need to do as a group is now start to find some consistency. We felt like we were really getting there, and Friday night has set us back a little bit.
In other Premier Division games, leader Shamrock Rovers are at home to Galway United, Shelburne go to Cork City, Sligo Rovers host St Pat's, and Waterford welcome Drogheda United to the RSC. Milford native Amber Barrett will start for the Republic of Ireland as Carla Ward's side continue their Women's Nations League campaign this evening. St Johnson's Tyler Toland is on the bench for the game against Turkey in Istanbul, which kicks off at 6. Manchester United manager Ruben Amorim says the club will find another way to make money and don't need to sell captain Bruno Fernandes. Saudi side Al-Hilal are prepared to pay £100 million to sign the Portuguese midfielder this summer, but Amorim can't see Fernandes leaving Old Trafford.
I think he wants to stay. He's saying no to a lot of things, but it shows that he wants to win. And I think he's really young, he's really good. He needs to be on the best league in the world.
Liverpool have agreed to let departing defender Trent Alexander-Arnold join Real Madrid early. The Spanish side will pay £10 million for the England international. Despite him being out of contract next month, the deal will mean Alexander-Arnold can play for Real in this summer's Club World Cup. In tennis, women's top seed Aryna Sabalenka is through to round 4 of the French Open. The world number 1 defeated Olga Danilovic in straight sets to advance. And in the men's singles, Italy's Lorenzo Musetti beat Mariano Navone 3-1 at Roland Garros. In golf, Conor Purcell is back up to 1 under par on day 2 of the Austrian Alpine Open in Salzburg. The Portmarnock golfer is now 10 shots off leader Marcel Schneider. Leona Maguire is 4 over par after an opening round of 76 at the US Women's Open in Wisconsin. Angel Yin of America is among the leaders on 4 under. Shane Lowry is in a good position heading into day 2 at the Memorial Tournament in Ohio. He's in a tie for 4th on 3 under par, with Ben Griffin leading the way on 7 under. Finally, in athletics, Mark English is in action at the World Athletics Continental Tour Gold meeting in Poland this evening. The Finn Valley athlete will race in the 800 metres at 7:23 Irish time. That is all your sports news for today, but don't forget we'll have live updates from Harps game against Bray Wanderers tonight from 7:45. Kitty.
Thanks Mark, August, Anish and Nuk, like Colm Ferter.
Chamber Attach of Colm Ferter and Charlotte the Brief Skelty. Anak Tunnel, Nashunta, Yer Kima, Lekele and Chartenshaw, Marchuj the Actus Rack. I will bresh agus quiga agriot geliga agus geltuk to parcha on. Con aia horch erna duchlan is mo at a river and geliga agus and geltuk. In anion dolchon kin le geni major le curryhe budget capage forest negeliga, hanig os kion quaga grupa o kion kion the cheer le kela elme mel first jikedin ye, renew play dolchon kin major le shan frosis muinihe don vlin chahogin, agus nikid kemina elet son actus prania, con hog panel kancha aya chodstan the kestana is mo, river fobble negeliga anew. Tam wenyu de fihe fihe se she, agus an yeshin, go foil egincha, agus mar horu urshin, neil grupi geliga abelta, rave flannel a yenu, le bon kerstin a negeliga gan rechach, mwenyu tihi oxe geltucht, ejahus agus toahi na changa. Ta forest negeliga eg arku agar hora, kunta, leve fostihe egan holacht, falsi horakta an gum. Pasbuna ta on lonihe an afigi foras negelige ri doors. Kaiho forum irithish, ko lanihe a ve shota a reefwished river and shale la den visha hogging, ta gaholus eg foras negelige bunkai e. Ta garama ha legelige sra, srai nua seminar shota e connor negelige, agus jan her enyuhu an rain lyahan jeshina. Garama atar foil fridge man negeliga da rini oga, tena seminar fortune da rini abuailofa torch fui garam ernos erishurukt, krail turukt, arishurukt, na igruhu awer geliga, munchuri abuailofa avena chagaskor trio level, har lar agusaralia. Augusta channel geltik ta fihe fius kuig a rakta a connor negeliga emliana eran clahan lia, ejur a neo lad jeg. Agus a darna las fi da mi mehev. Coj mór imakti bartihe don eile in a mask cardlana, giusburacht, sesiunti kiol agus a ralia. Sion ma hodj se illegal nier slan agus banacht.
And now for the weather, mostly dry this evening with a mix of cloud and sunny spells and only a few isolated showers. Southwest winds will be light to moderate, dry with clear spells at first. As the night progresses, it will become cloudy with some rain and drizzle spreading from the west towards dawn, lows of 9 to 11 degrees. To conclude this evening's bulletin, there's been a 20% drop in the number of people accessing homelessness services in Donegal. According to figures published today by the Department of Housing, 54 people accessed emergency accommodation in April. That figure was 60. In March. Gerry Adams is to be awarded €100,000 in damages after winning his defamation case against the BBC. The 76-year-old sued the broadcaster over a 2016 TV programme and online article which claimed he sanctioned the killing of Dennis Donaldson in Glenties. A Letterkenny businessman says other areas of the town should have been prioritised in attempts to alleviate traffic following the passing of two active travel plans earlier this week. The plan will see the installation of additional cycle lanes on the Ballyrain and Circular Road, as well as the signalisation of two roundabouts. And Letterkenny University Hospital was included in the top five most overcrowded hospitals in Ireland this month. 468 patients were without a bed at the hospital in May, up 4% when compared to the same period in 2023. That's all from the newsroom. For now, we'll be back with the headlines at 6 o'clock. The obituary notices for this Friday evening, May 30th. The death has taken place of Margaret Cunniff, High Glen, Kerrygert. Removal from the Eternal Light Chapel of Rest, Mountaintop, Letterkenny at 7 o'clock this evening, going to her late residence. Funeral from there on Sunday, going to the Church of St. John the Baptist for Mass at 11:30, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place of Greta Maxwell, Carrickbreck Convoy. Remains reposing at her home. Funeral leaving her late residence on Sunday afternoon at 1:30 for 2 o'clock service of thanksgiving in Carnone Presbyterian Church, with burial afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. Family flowers only, donations in lieu, if desired, to Carnone Presbyterian Church and alone, care of any family member or Terence McClintock Funeral Director. The death has occurred of Marie Byrne, Dorrien, Main Street, Killybegs. Reposing at her daughter Katrina's home at Church Road, Killybegs until 9 o'clock tonight. Funeral Mass tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock in St. Mary of the Visitation Church, Killybegs, with burial afterwards in the local cemetery. Mass will be streamed live on mcn.live. House is private outside of reposing times and before the funeral, please. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to Killybegs Community Hospital. The death has taken place of James Russell, Drina, Ballyheigue, County Kerry and formerly of Churchill, Letterkenny. James will repose at his daughter Marie and son-in-law Shane's home, Drina, Ballyheigue, until 10 o'clock this evening. House private, please, at all other times. The funeral cortege will pass through Ballyheigue village tomorrow at approximately 11 o'clock, followed by cremation in Shannon Crematorium at 2 o'clock. Family flowers only, donations in lieu, if desired, to the Palliative Care Unit, Kerry University Hospital. The death has taken place at Archie Leggett, 185 Lone Moor Road, Derry, reposing at his home until 11 o'clock tonight. Funeral from his home tomorrow morning at 20 past 9, going to St Columba's Church Long Tower for Requiem Mass at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the city cemetery. The death has taken place of Lizzie Williams, Neil Larkin, Fortwell Place, Lower Main Street, Letterkenny, and formerly from 108 Lower Main Street, Letterkenny. Lizzie's remains will repose at the Eternal Light Chapel of Rest, Mountaintop, Letterkenny, with removal at 5:45 to St Union's Cathedral, Letterkenny, to repose overnight. Requiem Mass there tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock, which can be viewed on Church Services TV. Interment afterwards in Cromwell Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice care of any family member. And the death has taken place of Molly McMenamin, 35 Castle Avenue, Buncrana. Molly is reposing at her late residence. House private from 10 p.m. until 11 a.m. each night. Funeral leaving her late residence on Sunday at 12 noon, going to St Mary's Oratory, Buncrana, for funeral mass at 12:30, followed by burial in St Mary's Cemetery, Cockhill. Funeral can be viewed live on Church Services TV. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to Nazareth House Fund, Residence Comfort Fund, care of any family member or Porter Funeral Directors. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to HighlandRadio.com.